you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We have to take care of our team today. Our system's working. So, yes, we want to keep everybody, but we're not in that space anymore. It's time to win.
There we go. There we go. Let's focus. Let's get after it.
That was the end of Hard Knocks Episode 5 that brought the feels. You had the feels, Ruthie Polinsky.
I did. That exhale and the way that they edited it with the echo, it's just, there was something so perfect about that moment and the way it set us up for everything hopefully we have ahead of us for years to come.
There was a lot of stuff in there to enjoy in that episode last night. And as always, you kind of learn a bunch of stuff, giving context. Like, here's a little thing. I thought that Doug Kramer, who me and Mark Grody have joked about now for a couple of years because he's got so many bears. That guy, he gets 9 bears because his name is Doug Kramer and he's from around here. Not just a beneficiary of the center shortage. They thought he played well. Even just a little moment like that, you know, and it made me think, well, can you find a center like that? And you can find centers out there. So I don't know. The chandelier, like we talked about, Montez helping Austin Booker. Seeing that sequence was gold. Just like, you know, all the stuff that you get in there. There's a whole bunch of stuff. But this one moment in talking about Velus Jones Jr. was really interesting. I want to talk about, where were you on Velus Jones Jr.? Because I was in a place where I didn't think he should make the team. And I kind of wanted Ryan Poles to step up and show that he had the stones to cut one of his own guys in that way.
We've seen Ryan Poles root for Velus Jones for however many years now. He wants to make that work so bad. And we saw kind of the final straw of that, I think, this training camp where they're like, all right, well, let's just try and put him at running back, you know? And I think, to me, when I saw that Ian Wheeler got hurt, I don't know if Wheeler was going to for sure make the team, but I think that opened up more room for Velus in that moment. I think there is something about Velus Jones that Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus, as we learned last night, as well as the running back coach, as well as the offensive coordinator, as well as the special teams coordinator,
they all love him.
There is something there that they are not ready to give up on.
Yeah, let's hear this moment where Velus is being discussed. All the coaches are there, and you heard all of the assistant coaches referenced by Ruthie kind of saying what they felt about Velus, and Ryan Poles, the smile slowly coming across his face.
The future is now. If any coach has something to say about a player before final cuts, this is their last chance.
We'll go position by position. Runners.
Velus is right there just because he's just too explosive. I'm going to fight for him more than anybody.
The strides Velus made in week to week, that was a pretty big stride, I thought. Outside of just the big runs, it was the inside runs and his, you know, willingness and that's a tough skill set to bypass.
All right, we'll take all this in. Appreciate it.
I need the coordinators to stay in here.
To survive cuts, players on the fringe of the roster need some kind of edge, like versatility.
In terms of Velus with you, what would he do for us?
He'd be a kick returner. He'd play on punt return. On the interior, in the core, or the outside, he could play either one.
And on kickoff, he'd play anywhere on kickoff. And then he'd just be, depending on how our corner health is, he'd be the first gunner in. So he'd be in at, I mean, hell, we might roll those gunners in the game. Honestly, his speed, he looked way better at gunner this year than he did last year right now.
And then obviously, if you want the other
he's
way.
He's alive.
Well, he's had a great camp, Roach. I mean, he changed positions. You know, he comes out and
he runs hard.
He runs hard.
Like it said, tougher than I would.
He will dent the pile forward, yeah. But he can also take it to the house. This guy's a potential game changer, for real. I mean, in certain spots.
He's alive.
It's alive! It's alive!
Dr. Frankenstein, or is it Frankenstein, getting referenced by Ryan Poles there.
There were some moments in this Hard Knocks where you just have a glimmer and you're reminded, oh, Ryan Poles is 37 years old. You know, like you remember that he's this young, sort of like fratty, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just felt like there were some reminders of Ryan is just Ryan.
He's just a dude.
He's just a guy.
He is rooting for his
guys. And he's rooting for his guys. He drafted Velus Jones for a reason, and he wants him on this team.
But, and this is part of what I've been wondering, in this sort of team of rivals kind of idea where you're supposed to actually listen to other voices on your staff, can you handle it if people disagree with you? He's rooting for his guy, but he really wants the coach's input. So you heard Chad Morton stumping for him, the running back coach. Then you heard Shane Waldron stumping for him. But he still hasn't made up his mind. Then you hear HT or HMAC, a man with multiple nicknames. Richard Hightower, the special teams coach, talk about how good he is in multiple ways of special teams. And when he says he's better at gunner than he was last year, that's when Poles breaks and smiles, and he's like, he's alive. Go. And Ian Cunningham is smiling with him, and they're like, our guy's going to make it. So my question then is, do all those coaches genuinely love Velus and want to stump for Velus? Or are any of them kissing the boss's ass so he gets his way with his draft pick? And I call that cynical, whatever, but I don't know some of those personalities. But I do know personalities in general.
I can promise you that those guys in that room, sitting around that table, want to win football games. So they're going to speak up for what they believe in. And I think that was an example of the latter. Like, that was an example of everyone kind of agreeing that we got to give this guy a shot. There's room for him on our team. But I don't think anyone's sitting there trying to kiss their boss's ass when they know that they got to win football games. And if there's another player that they think is going to help them more, I think they would speak up and say that. So that's why I thought that was a really interesting part of that, of the show.
Last night. So this dynamic. So I think, because I do think the Poles is showing himself to be a guy who does listen to input, like cares about the people he has hired and believes their input. So he would like to keep Velus, but sounds like he wasn't going to make that choice without the backing of those coaches that have to be out there doing it every day.
And Ryan Poles didn't have to ask. You know, he's at the end of the day, he's making the roster decisions. And I think the fact that everyone kind of agreed was his way of being like, he's alive. Let's go.
Have you ever been around a bunch of people where somebody is kissing the boss's ass about something?
I have.
And they don't actually necessarily believe what they're saying?
Of course.
And I got weird vibes off Chad Morton. I got to be honest. I got like some really Johnny Tryhard vibes off of Chad Morton. And so I don't know the man whatsoever. I'd love to talk to him, and maybe there's no chance after me saying this out loud.
He did seem a little bit warmer in that one-on-one with Velus. Like, you see the coaching him hard side and then the loving him just as hard on the other side.
That's true.
And he also listens, so now that he heard you say that, I don't think he's going to come on.
Does he?
Yeah, he's a P1.
You don't know that.
See, I get what you're doing out here, Coach Chad.
Uh-huh. Chad, come on and defend yourself. Tell me I'm full of crap.
From what I've learned, Chad Morton, as a former player, he has a ton of respect from his room, because I think coaches that are former players like have that kind of innate respect from the guys in their room. They don't have to maybe earn it as much as, you know, non-player coaches.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I think it's genuine. He might be a little loony, but like that's, you know, I think most coaches are a little loony. We just got a lot of it in Hard Knocks.
And he's got a good balance with Jennifer King. They got the good cop, bad cop thing going on, which is definitely cool. I have seen organizations be damaged by those kind of personal dynamics before, like make bad choices based on, well, I know this guy wants that, so I better tell him that's what he's going to get and that's what he wants. And that way I'm going to rise up the chain. And I could give you specific examples of pro teams in this town who have had personnel choices be damaged by those kind of personal dynamics. That said, Ryan Poles seems to be a great communicator, is totally out for making sure that kind of thing doesn't happen. I'm admitting that I had a moment there of wondering whether that was happening.
I think everyone does, right? That's a normal reaction to when you see everyone agreeing on a player that's been highly criticized, you know, since he's gotten here.
Yeah. So you had that dynamic, which was interesting. And then there was a little bit more about Velas that I wanted to get to, but really, it's overall, I had a great experience with Hard Knocks. I know that Bernsey and Holmes thought there was a missed opportunity. And Shane, you thought there was a missed opportunity with Hard Knocks. You thought that the Bears kind of blew it in some ways with their handling of Hard Knocks.
I mean, they absolutely did.
Why and how?
Because I needed to know more about Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze and Keenan Allen and Tremaine Edmonds and TJ Edwards. And we know enough about Jalen Johnson. We like Jalen Johnson. But I don't need this stuff on the medical school running back. I don't need this stuff on, like, I don't need Chad Morgan or Morton, whatever the hell his name is.
He's a P1. You'd be nice to him.
I don't need 15 minutes of screen time from the running backs coach. Like, I wanted your drop dead stars. Show me the most. And we got that with DJ Moore. That was great. And maybe it was Caleb and Caleb's camp and the Bears saying, we're not going to put that much of him on tape out there. You're not going to be able to get to know Caleb. But that's not the point of the damn TV show.
Well,
it's not the point.
Well, and this is where the point of the TV show as a partnership with the team gets brought up, because we don't know if anybody said not quite so much Caleb. You know, like they need to make sure that Caleb, who comes in with superstar power, is not ruffling any feathers in a football locker room and having it be too much about him. I could see the Bears saying, let's make sure and spread it around. Oh, yeah, that's what we do, says Hard Knocks back to him.
I have kind of a hot take. Drum roll, please. Just kidding.
Oh, no, we love that.
Okay.
Wow, that's something they do on FS1. They do like drum rolls.
Oh, no,
rolls.
Not the actual drum roll, but we love a hot take.
I thought I was going to get an audio drum roll.
Okay. No, she will. Ready, Shane?
Yep. That's a midday show thing. We take ourselves very seriously here.
That was the best.
That's a really terrible vocal drum roll.
Now you have to clip that, and then anytime we say drum roll, please, you just play that.
That's good.
Yeah, it's
gets
perfect.
The bit. That's exactly what we're going to do.
It's like when we want to play trumpet for a proclamation. I don't bring in the trumpet every time anymore.
You're hired, Ruthie. You want to host afternoons full time? We're still looking.
See, you can't just offer that to everybody the way that you do.
Ah, shoot.
Every day he offers that to somebody.
I was flattered.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, hot take, Ruthie.
Hot take. I mean, talk about a drum roll. That was like suspense of the century. I think that now it doesn't really feel that hot, but...
it's the hot take proclamation. Will you settle for that? That's me playing the trumpet. I learned that at age 15, maybe 16. Henry Purcell's trumpet voluntary. Go ahead, Ruthie.
Yeah, Ruthie, that's not Louis Armstrong, by the way. It wasn't. I know you thought.
Or Wynton Marsalis.
Detroit's own.
I think that. I love this.
You know what you should do? Not give the take at all.
Let's go to break. No, I'm just kidding. All right, I think that.
Yeah.
The Bears came out of Hard Knocks looking so good that teams around the league are going to use this as an example and now campaign to get Hard Knocks as almost like propaganda, the opposite of what it used to be. Are you following?
Of course I am.
So because
I'm
the
not
Bears
an idiot.
Were
Thanks,
so what did they call it? Filtered? What was the word Lawrence used?
Yeah.
Because it was so edited and so washed. What was the word he used?
I used manicured.
Manicured.
But there's other
curated.
Words. Curated.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That teams are now going to say, oh my gosh, this is a great way to get people on board with our team and see how well we're operating, and almost use it as a way to, you know, make people, because before, like, George McCaskey did not want Hard Knocks. This, and I don't think any team ever really wants Hard Knocks.
This was the case that we've been making, that there should be no reason to be afraid of it. You will come out of it looking and smelling like a rose. They will only help you do that. And now
unless
it's for sure.
You're the New York Giants, which, by the way, Joe Shane, can you get out of your own way, please? Last night, talking about the quarterback again. I'm sorry.
They're on the sidelines.
The first time in years, he doesn't have to scout a quarterback.
It'd be nice to not be looking at the
quarterback.
Nice to not be looking at a quarterback.
Maybe stay away from the Hard Knocks cameras, my friend.
Joe Shane sucks.
I mean, what are we doing? You have a quarterback that you paid a lot of money to,
mm-hmm.
and you need to get everyone on board.
Let's not get distracted from your take. Believe that the Bears, this Bears edition of Hard Knocks has done enough that other teams are going to be like, I don't know why we've been afraid of this, and we'd like it, please. Yes, do it for us, please.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to know how it's playing nationally. Not well with Mike Florio early on, I remember that much, but I don't know about the ratings or the overall national reception.
Yeah, I'm unsure about that as well, but I think there is a part of this that, I know maybe some of the fans were upset by how little we got to see, but credit to the Bears and credit to the people in place who made the edits, because they came out of this thing looking like there's nothing not to like. And I will say this too. I think the most entertaining Hard Knock seasons have been filled with drama. Like, there is no drama on this Bears team.
They had to find drama with Brett Rypien and Austin Reed.
Right. Like, they're digging for problems and, like,
that's
controversy.
That's why Ian Wheeler's story was something they leaned into.
Sure. And maybe Adrian Colbert, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I think, and he has such a unique story.
And he's coming on this show in 13 minutes. Adrian Colbert, the former Bears safety.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
So excited about that.
But no, they needed to find that drama. Look, I disagree. I don't think that the Bears missed out on anything here. I think you ended up. The closing message is exactly what the vibe is, which is, here's the quarterback, let's see what you got. But along the way, if you didn't know, you learned how much team there is here, how many players there are. What this is a roster. I mean, Poles saying it's time to win. That is a massive takeaway. Poles saying that yesterday, and us realizing that yesterday, and the way that we've been talking about it in this competitive window, I mean, that's where you are. That is just a completely different thing. I will say that I also got, and I wish I had more of this. I do wish that I had more, but I did see some of it. I wish I had more of iron sharpening iron in the way that we saw with Jalen Johnson, our friend Jalen Johnson, and Rome Odunze. So Jalen and Rome working with each other on the practice field and talking about, you know, what it's like when they're facing a great version of each other on the field. Jalen and Rome from being on the field together. Thought this was great.
Hey, Rome, how your leg?
You know, I'm 22, so I'm solid. Hey, you know,
your legs can't.
I got some juice in me.
Yeah, I would say, can we get some option route?
Yeah.
I kind of want to work some of that. You get like 5 each side, and I'm good.
Yeah.
So, you know, say any one of the option route, and there's that moment where they're face up on each other, and they're looking at each other, and Rome is talking about how he likes to get the cornerback backpedaling, and Jalen's like, yeah, like, I'm already in trouble if I'm doing that. And Rome's like, yeah, if I can get you there. And Jalen's like, thank you. So Jalen learning something from Rome in that exchange and vice versa. That's the iron sharpening iron we've been hoping about in terms of a top-tier defense and a top-tier offense.
Yeah, I love seeing that kind of inside in the relationships. And what respect and what way to build connections between Jalen Johnson, the paid veteran who just got a huge contract, to the rookie, the new guy who – Jalen is obviously showing a lot of respect to him in that moment, saying, hey, I want you to help me get better. You know, I just thought that was a cool way when we hear Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus talk about how tight this group is. It's like in all three phases, which is not always the case.
We're going to be doing the afternoon show live tomorrow from Rally House in Wrigleyville. Tomorrow, 2 to 6 p.m., stop by to enter for the chance to win prizes and shop the best team gear selection in Chicago. It's me, Matt Spiegel, along with Eddie from Barstool. So it's stoolies and scoreheads hanging out together at Rally House in Wrigleyville tomorrow from 2 to 6 p.m., or you can shop 10 Chicago area Rally House locations and online at rallyhouse.com. And remember that before Chicago takes on Tennessee, tune in Sunday morning from 9 to noon for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score, presented by Busey Bank and Aurelio's. Join Mully, Olin Krutz, and Patrick Manley as they'll get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, Mully, Olin, and Manley will have instant reaction on the Great Clips postgame show presented by Wonderverse. That will stream exclusively this week on The Score's YouTube and Twitch channels due to the Cubs game. It's Spiegs and Ruthie Polinsky. Mark Grody at the top of the hour with more stuff from Caleb and from other folks involved. You'll hear from Velus Jones Jr. from today as well. When we come back, though, looking forward to a chance to talk to Adrian Colbert, the former Bears safety, and a guy that a lot of us fell for during the course of Hard Knocks. Keep it right here on 670.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Score.
On off days, it's fine to have your head in the clouds. But on the field, you've got to keep your feet on the ground.
It's a beautiful game we get to play.
To maintain perspective, meet Bears safety Adrian Colbert. Chicago is his 10th team in 8 years. The free spirit is trying to stay centered and in the same place.
Adrian just needs every rep possible, you know, to make the team. To crack into the 53, he's going to also have to perform on special teams as well. We've been around each other for a long time now, so he's someone that I'm always rooting for.
Heat from the Bears. Oladokun running for his life. Throws on the move, got a man, and Tony, what a play defensively to break it up by Adrian Colbert. He just saved potentially a touchdown.
Serenity is not the same as surrender. Adrian Colbert understands that down to his soul. He's prepared to meet his fate, whatever it is. Some cuts are deeper than others.
I appreciate you, man. There's a song about you, man, that's different. And I hate we gotta do this. There's some guys that you just root for, you know? And you're one of them. It's part of this job that I hate. I'm thankful for our time together. And I hope opportunities pop up. You never know. You know how crazy this league is.
That was a big piece of last night's episode 5 of Hard Knocks. There's a lot of interesting stuff in there about the Bears. You're listening to The Score with me, Matt Spiegel, and her, Ruthie Polinsky, on your afternoon show today. But I found the most emotionally resonant stuff, especially from last night, was the story of Adrian Colbert and the interaction between him and Ryan Poles towards the end of the episode. And we are thrilled right now to welcome in Adrian Colbert to The Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Adrian, thanks so much for the time. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself? Appreciate y'all having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Been talking about you, been thinking about you. How was that experience for you to watch that last night, if you did?
I thought it was super powerful. It sheds light on a very, very tough day in the sport and in the game. And, you know, you really get to appreciate not only just the players, but also the staff that is involved with this process, because it's hard. It's not just hard on us. It's also hard on them, because at the end of the day, they're humans as well.
So you have a relationship with Ryan Poles and with the Bears that goes back a few years here. I mean, you were on the practice squad in 22, on injured reserve in 23. This is not a 3.5-week training camp relationship that was playing out as we watched this. I don't know if people understand this stuff runs deep with you and them.
No, absolutely. I've been able to spend some really good parts of my career, I guess you could say, in Chicago since 22. It's actually been one of the longest places I've spent time at since I left San Francisco in 19. So it was a special place for sure.
Adrian, I think a lot of fans were really surprised to see Ryan Poles be so vulnerable with you in that moment. Were you surprised by the emotion he showed?
No, absolutely not. I think when you get a chance to spend time with a person that is not just a number and don't view themselves as just a number, it's easy to root for them. Like, you show up and you be yourself and you make plays, it's hard not to root for somebody that does that. So when you create a bond outside of just being on the field, making plays and being a person and getting to know people overall, like he does, of course, it's going to hurt when you have to make a hard decision like that.
Did you feel like you got to know him over these last 3 years? Tell us about him a little bit.
Absolutely. I mean, Ryan finally shot in the 80s this year, golf game, then you're trying to get in the 70s now. So, you know, that's a challenge as most of us people that are new into golf and play it on a non-professional level know. Man, he's got beautiful kids at home. He's played in the league, and I mean, he was with Kansas City for 13 years. He started there, and you know, he learned from some really great executives that has helped put him in the position that he's in today to, you know, run an organization, a great organization like Chicago Bears.
It's been a circuitous route in your career, Adrian, and a lot of different places, like with San Francisco for the first several years of your career, like you mentioned, but then, you know, a little bit Seattle and Miami and the Chiefs and the Giants. I'm not sure like how deep some of those relationships were or whatever, but you know of what you speak when you talk about an organization and seeing what it appears you have seen here. It seems like the Bears are building something pretty special from a culture perspective. It feels like they at least care about that for real.
No, absolutely. And you can see it over the last 2 years just with the play and, I mean, just the level of play. Like, once you collaborate with players, like from a front office standpoint, where it's not just we're running this ship, whereas we're collaboratively running the ship. We're doing this together versus y'all are just going to do what we tell y'all to do. And we expect y'all to go out and play just because we're paying you. It doesn't work like that in a business. Like, as businesses are often ran like locker rooms, like collaboration leads to productivity. And that's how they run it over in Chicago. And that's like one of the things you can appreciate about it as a player.
Adrian, what are the next couple of weeks and really months look like for you, or what do you hope they look like?
Right now, I'm just being extremely grateful for just the time that I do have, because like, I have a son who lives in Connecticut, so I actually have been able to spend some time with him, which I hadn't been able to do in the last month. So just being present and, you know, obviously training and working on some other projects that I have going on off the field, but, you know, off always being ready for that next call, because I mean, I know what I can do. I mean, I showed it all throughout training camp. I showed it in the preseason games that I played in. I'm more than capable to go out and play for a team and contribute in a positive way, not just on the field, but off the field as well.
We can see obviously how difficult it was for Ryan to make that call when it comes to you. So clearly, you know, another team I think is going to need you. I want to know what your thoughts on this Bears secondary that's in place and some of the guys that you got to know, what that could look like.
That's a special secondary. It's a special room, led by special men, from the coaches to the veteran players in the locker room. You know, Kevin Byard is going to be a great and has been a great addition to that defense and to that secondary, just with his veteran presence and his knowledge of the game and just like his playmaking ability. And, you know, being able to come in and, you know, be a tandem with Jaquan, who's going to be a really good player in this league, with his ability to go out and make plays, hit and attack the ball. And then obviously, you know, everybody knows Jalen Johnson, Tree, he gonna ball. And he shows that week after week. And then, you know, you got Tariq, you got Reek, you got Smitty, you got all the guys, you got Spider-Man, even the guys from the special teams, Jalen Johnson, Josh Blackwell. I mean, that is a stable in the secondary, and it's going to be really special this year.
Yeah, it seems like it's a deep group, man. You know, we're talking to Adrian Colbert. I got to tell you, I got a soft spot for safeties in the NFL, because especially like what aging safeties, not that you're old. What are you, 30 years old, man?
Yeah.
I mean, but like in this league, you get squeezed out, especially at that position. It's like the running back position for the defense. Feel like you guys get squeezed out. And it's like, and so when we get to know you and enjoy you on top of how I feel generally, I'm like waking up every day. Did Colbert get signed yet? Did Colbert get signed yet? Like I'm checking the news.
Recent searches on my Twitter feed. I'm like, Adrian Colbert, who's going to sign him?
We're genuinely, we've been rooting for you. It's easy. You're an easy guy to root for. Any calls, or do you reach out and make calls? Your agent reach out? Like, how does it work in a moment like this?
I think just the agent reaches out, or teams that, you know, and it won't happen now. Like players are healthy. Teams are going into this week with their 53-man roster. And I think typically how it works is after about like week three or four, players, you know, unfortunate part of the game, like players get hurt, and, you know, in this league, you're expendable. Unless you're getting paid millions and millions of dollars, like, which not many players are, you're expendable, and you get hurt and they got to find somebody to come and play. And, you know, I'll be available, but I'm not waiting on it. I have a life outside of ball and a life that keeps me fulfilled. And I'm grateful for that. It allows me to go out and make plays. It allows me to come in and, you know, be the same person I am every single day. With gratitude and love.
You're talking to a couple of people that are also meditators. We like to, I have recently started meditating as part of my morning routine as of like last week. Spiegs, you're a meditator.
I am a meditator. Someone changed my mind about it, Adrian, when they called it a practice. It feels so much better to think of it as a practice, because it's hard to do it perfectly and you can't try to do it perfectly, right?
Absolutely.
So what were you doing with those bowls,
the sound,
or the vases? Was that a sound bath? Tell us about that.
Those are my quartz bowls. I play them to meditate, play them to ground myself. I also play them to just cleanse the energy in the space and around me. It's just one of my tools that I use to, you know, stay present, to stay grounded in the moment. And it's relaxing. Like, who wouldn't want to be relaxed, like, all throughout the day, like, to where you can just go and flow versus feeling like you're being rigid all day and anxious? And, you know, flow fits me better.
It's there. It is.
This is the sound. Yeah, yeah. We grabbed the sound from the episode. We might just play it for listeners.
It's
every
really
once in
inspiring.
A while.
You're a really inspiring person and player, Adrian. I have to tell you. So our paths have crossed a little bit. I think in Miami, but I was telling our listeners, I'm just kind of filling in on this show today. But my first TV market out of college when I came into local news was Wichita Falls, and I worked for Tobin McDuff. Which is your hometown, I know. And it was so crazy to me watching your episode because they're telling the story of your accident when you were a kid. And I hear my former sports director's voice doing the news in Wichita Falls, telling your story. And it was just such this very inspiring sort of full circle moment for me to kind of get to tell your story now here in Chicago. And I just can promise you, so many people are rooting for you. You can count us in too.
I appreciate that. I'm so grateful. The universe brings you full circle often, and it's great to be on the other side of it and to be a part of this full circle moment.
Tell us a little bit about that. So you were 9 years old and this football star, and you talked about it in the episode. There was an accident. You were told you'd never play again. And were you a running back again after that? Or did you move to defense? Or was it a long road for you coming back to get to where you were, eventually playing at Texas?
Yes and no. As the kids do, you get hurt and you don't really take time because you don't understand or have the awareness to, process things like that, process trauma. So I was able to just get back to it. I literally got home after, because I had to learn how to walk again. It took me 5 days to learn how to walk when I was in the hospital. Because, being in the bed, your muscles, being in the bed for almost 2 weeks, your muscles start to atrophy and, functional movement was hard to get back into. But after I got out of the hospital, I hopped on a bike 2 weeks later, and I was playing football the next year, because when you're a kid, somebody tells you you can't do something or you're not going to be able to do something, it goes into your subconscious and you just go as your body allows you to. And my body allowed me to go back to being a kid. I was fortunate for that. And, kept playing football. I played running back up until my freshman year of high school. And then I got moved to defense and played all of defense going into my senior year, where I was finally able to play a little bit of offense. Then I ended up getting recruited after winning state and track to Texas, and went to Texas and enjoyed that. My junior year, redshirted my freshman year, my junior year, redshirt junior year, my coach at the time had told me that I wasn't going to make it to the NFL. I didn't have the mind for it, and my coach wasn't going to extend my scholarship. So I transferred to Miami, where the coaches believed in me, my work ethic, and my ability to play, and ended up getting drafted.
Man, it's I mean,
incredible.
How many moments could Adrian Colbert have given up on an NFL life?
Wow.
And you refused to do so. We have a guest at 5 o'clock, Dave Wanstead. Coach Dave Wanstead just walked in and handed me his championship ring from Miami. Oh, sorry, four times a champ, and just wanted to. He's proud of you from the U perspective, from the Miami perspective. Oh,
come on, baby. It's all about the U.
All about the U. And I worked in Miami before I was here, covered the U. It looks like it could be a fun year for them, Adrian.
Hey, I would love to see both of my schools just have the wildest success this year and make it to the playoffs. That'd be crazy.
How many people around the NFL meditate like you do, try to ground themselves, putting the feet on the grass like you do? How popular is it, you think?
I don't know. I'm sure some people do it. I know our last walkthrough, I don't know if I get in trouble for this, but I probably don't care. But we kind of got in trouble because there was 12 of us with our shoes off. And normally I do it every walkthrough, It was just, we got in trouble because everybody was, it was like multiple people doing it in coaches.
Look at you.
Everyone wants to be like you, you're turning, me included.
Turning people like, on. Yeah.
Like, nah, this ain't it.
So, oh, come on.
That's great.
So who did it?
Give us one name.
Give us one name of somebody who got the feel for that. Because that's a good thing to try and do.
And hey, we don't say names.
Okay, no, all right, no snitching. Okay.
All right, we'll get it off the air. Adrian Colbert, hey, thanks so much for answering the phone. Thanks for talking with us. You got a whole town that really fell for you, man. So maybe we'll be back here, but wherever you go, you got fans in Chicago. That's for sure.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate y'all's time. Shoot, I appreciate Chicago. Chicago was top two cities, and then. In the country for me. I have grown to love that place, and you know, I wouldn't mind coming back.
There we
go.
All right, man, we'll be in touch. Thanks Adrian.
Have a good one.
Appreciate
you too. That's Adrian Colbert, the former Bears safety, an easy guy to root for. I'm gonna hold on to Dave Wanstead's championship ring. Mark Grody up at we're gonna deal with Dave Wanstead at 4 o'clock. See, I thought you meant. Oh wait, hold on. I need serenity. One more time on the way out to break. Wani at 4 on the score.
All right, Spinks, what are we doing?
What are we doing, Coach? We're gonna talk in just a few minutes with Dave Wanstead. Ruthie, welcome to our world, where Wani's segments start whenever Wani gets here.
Love that.
Just kind of walks in. It's his studio. It's his space.
Life starts when Wani's here.
It really does. It really does. Like, everything's just better when Wani's here. Like,
agree.
The air feels lighter, and then the bourbon gets poured, and then, you know, crazy things start to happen.
And it's all downhill.
one can only imagine.
Or uphill.
We are here until 6 o'clock, and the Cubs will be playing after that against the Pittsburgh Pirates. A reminder that 670 The Score and Circa Sports Illinois are teaming up to celebrate the start of football season next Thursday, September the 12th, from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Our show and Bernstein, Holmes, and Rahimi will be live from the Lake Street Plaza at Prudential, just outside here. There will be food trucks, games, and more throughout the day. So that's cool if you're downtown, or you can come downtown and come hang with us right there. Circus Sports Illinois will also have merch for customers. Download the app and deposit. That's next Thursday, September 12th from 10 to 6 with The Score and Circus Sports Illinois. I love this city. I was earlier today going to my favorite place to get shoelaces because you have to go specifically to this place to get shoelaces. It's an old school cobbler that has it's been there, I think, since the 20s. Beehive Shoe Works on Wells. Shout out to Beehive Shoe Works. But sometimes you got to go in, you bring the old shoelace, and they're like, oh, what's that? A 45 inch flat? Yeah, no problem. 45 inch flat black right over here. And he grabs it. You need that.
Hold on. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Why do you get new shoelaces? Doesn't that mean you need new shoes?
No, the shoelace, that's a fair question. The shoelace ripped as I was being very aggressive trying to tie the shoes.
Strong.
I don't know.
I mean,
what?
Clumsy?
You were being aggressive tying your shoes?
I was.
That's how the shoelace ripped?
Tanny.
Hold on. How much did those cost?
$7, I think.
For shoelaces?
$7 for shoelaces?
In this economy?
Hey, Mr. Good Vibes, don't grip the laces so tight, my man.
Right. I need to hit the bells. Need to hit Adrian's bells before that. Tanny, wait. Give yourself another 5 to 7 years. It gets harder to reach over and tie your shoes. You end up like grabbing and reaching and applying a little too much pressure, and sometimes the laces rip. It's true.
Well, usually you ask me to do it, so I don't know why that stopped this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, didn't Danny do it for you before you left?
Yeah, that, I'm missing that more than anything.
Oh, no, we had to tie Danny's shoes. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I missed the dumbass shoelace thing.
Yeah, you did, Shane. You missed it all.
You missed it, Shane.
I was pouring bourbon for Ruthie and Wani.
Well, that's important. That's important, too. But no, I went to the cobbler to get the shoelaces because I go to a special store just to make sure I get everything I need. That's what this city provides. It's what it offers.
Did he make you cookies at a tree, too?
the cobbler? No, that's Keebler.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very close.
You ever go to a barbecue place and they give you an old school cobbler? Like, no, I like the new school cobbler, please. Something a little
fresher. There were peaches all over this little store. I was like, what are all the peaches doing here? I'm a cobbler. Hey, hey! Dave Wannstedt is next with me and Ruthie on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.